Good evening. The 10 p.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, has warned those who continue to propagate false information on the social media that they will face the law. In sports, Team Cameroon is topping at the ongoing Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship, which wraps up tomorrow. Details of this and more right ahead. Members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, have donated classroom benches to some government high schools in Faro Division in the North region. The CERAC ladies, led by Mrs. Buba Bello Aminato, personal representative of the founding president and UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, Mrs. Chantal Bia, encouraged the education family in the division to continue the good work of grooming youngsters who will in the future contribute to the socio-economic development of the nation. Details with Julius Neba.
In line with their mission to bring development to the doorstep of Cameroonians by delivering the much-needed assistance to the most vulnerable groups, the CERAC women on this occasion to support the educational family in Faro symbolically handed the classroom benches destined to government high schools in the division during a ceremony at the police ceremonial ground attended by a cross-section of the region's administrative authorities. Madam Buba Bello Aminato, personal representative of the founding president of the CERAC Women and UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, First Lady Mrs. Chantal Bia, was a bearer of a message of encouragement to the Faro educational family with a promise to continue supporting them in grooming bright Cameroonians who will contribute to the socioeconomic development of the nation.
Madam Chantal Bia charged me to extend her appreciation for the work you people are doing to educate young people in Faro, despite the challenges you are facing.
While promising to take care of the classroom benches, the Faro Divisional Delegate of Secondary Education, Muhammadu Hamwa, highlighted that the classroom benches will definitely help the students to study comfortably, thereby assuring quality and sustainable education in the division.
Our mother, Madam Chantal Bia, on behalf of the education family in Faro, I want to sincerely thank you for these gifts. They will definitely have a positive impact on official examinations in the division in the years to come.
Imploring other persons of goodwill to copy the example of the women of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, the delegate added that they are still struggling with infrastructural, didactic material and teaching personnel challenges in Faro Division. Julius Neba, Sierra TV News, Faro.
To the Far North region, the governor of the Far North region says those who use the social media to propagate false information will face damnation. Mijiyawa Bakari was speaking in Marwa to refute rumors on the social media of an eventual dismantling of a female suicide bomber with explosives within the town. The governor has called on the population to go about their activities unperturbed, stating that the government is doing everything possible to ensure their protection as well as their property, adding that vigilante groups in the region have been equipped by the head of state. Let's now listen to Governor Mijiyawa Bakari in the excerpt selected by Imus Enonyaket Agbo.
Those who want to disturb, use the social media, the head of state put at the disposal of the vigilant committee the material to reinforce their capacity to work alongside our forces of law and security. Social information is just to disturb and to discourage people. The final region is a plan of reconstruction. There is no more escape. People are involved in working. So there is no need to be afraid because the entire final region is calm and serene.
That was Far North Governor Mijiyawa Bakari, interviewed by CLTV Far North correspondent Emus Enonyaket Agbo. Leaders of some youth and women-led civil society organizations in Bamenda have highlighted the lack of information poverty and peer pressure are some of the factors that push adolescents into unsafe sexual behavior, exposing them to infections and even death. In a one-day seminar, the over 200 young girls who took part were reminded of the dangers of involving themselves in risky sexual behaviors and the importance of acquiring skills to be financially independent. Ola Titanki reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Gender-based actors and guidance counselors consider the adolescent period as a stage in life where the young persons often engage in risky sexual behavior, alcoholism, and other vices that expose them to unwanted pregnancy, sexually transmissible infections, and abortion.
Yekov Sinzi, founder of Yekov Foundation. Our parents do not want to talk to us about sexuality and menstruation. We tend to want to explore everything. At the end of the day, we involve in risky sexual behaviors.
The one-day seminar attended by young girls from 10 to 30 years is considered a safe space for them to share their challenges and acquire in-depth information on their sexuality and personal development.
Profile Lilian. The presentations focus on health and well-being, entrepreneurial skills, and then STEM education. If they have other difficulties, they can always turn back to us.
The participants consider the session as a wake-up call for the adolescents who are vulnerable.
I'm from Bonny Maiva. I've never really sat down with my mom and really think of it. It was really a big help for me.
The over 200 girls have pledged to be ambassadors and disseminate the knowledge acquired in their different communities and educational establishments. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. CPDM supporters of the Nyong and Kele East 2 section in Ngibasal and Bot Makak, Nyong and Kele Division of the Center Region, have been called upon to fulfill their civic duty by registering massively on the electoral list in order to make their voices heard in the 2025 presidential election. Minister Pauline Irengini, member of the CPDM Permanent Regional Delegation, was speaking this Saturday in Ngibasal and Bok Makak while on a visit to these localities to evaluate voters' registration. Speaking to Joyce Cliff Tata in an interview, the minister emphasized that her presence in these communities is to inspire them to get ready for 2025. Take a listen.
I think that we finish with our visit in all the 10 sections today because we went around. Nyong Ekele has 10 sections. We had to go to each section to sensitize, to mobilize the CPDM militant, just for them to make sure that they're doing the right thing. Nyong Ekele is not an easy department division. So we had to do this, what we're doing now, because if we wait until the elections next year, we might have surprises, because in front of us, there are other parties here around, and we know them. One thing that we gain is that we saw very good mobilization. We saw the interest the CPDM militant showed. So we think that we have to go on with the work we started, because it's not finished. It's just the beginning. But at least we had to do what we're doing now. If we continue with what we started, things will go well. So we're kind of satisfied about the job that we've done so far.
In foreign news, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says at least 71 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a designated humanitarian area in an attack which Israel says targeted senior Hamas leaders. The statement holds that more than 289 people were injured. An Israeli military official said he did not know how many people died in the strike and would not say if the two Hamas men were amongst those killed or wounded. And in sports, the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship kicked off today at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé, with Cameroon dominating the cadet and junior categories. The Secretary General of the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, Joseph Yerima, presided over this opening ceremony of the championship that is witnessing the participation of karatekas from 7 countries, including Cameroon. So far, Team Cameroon has won 4 gold medals in the cadet category, to the delight of the president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Master Bertrand Dongmo. Take a listen.
So Cameroon is doing well. It's a good result. It's the result of the training, the result of the supervision of the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education. We'd like to thank the government of the Republic who put all we need to participate in this competition.
The population has also responded positively.
Yes, we are very happy to see that population response very good in this competition. We have here in Cameroon the president of IFAC, the vice president of World Karate Federation. We have the chairman of Technical Commission of World Karate Federation. We have two experts in referee.
I want to congratulate you for being elected as the Secretary General of the Zone 4.
Thank you very much. It's another responsibility, and we would like to thank all the president of the federations in the Central Africa who give me this responsibility.
In more sports news, Emergence Cricket Club of Mvogada, Yaoundé, and Cheetahs of Bamenda are the cup winners of Cameroon in the men and women categories this year. During the finals that were played this afternoon at Lycée Leclerc in Yaoundé, Emergence Women beat Academy Cricket Club of Douala by 87 to 62 runs, while in the men's category, Cheetahs Cricket Club of Bamenda overpowered Sixers of Edea by 82 to 55 runs. At the end of the two finals, the president of the Cameroon Cricket Federation, Victor Agbo Nso, told Ben Collins Newberrywall that he is satisfied with what he saw.
I can only be happy, President, with what we saw this afternoon. The women's final, it was quite interesting. It was spectacular. Academy Ladies Cricket Club of Douala demonstrated some good talents, but Emergence Cricket Club of Mvogada Yaoundé was dominating and effectively they carried the day.
And another interesting game, Sixers of Edea against Cheetahs of Bamenda.
That one was like one of the best games we've seen since we started cricket in Cameroon. It was a spectacular one, a good one, and one can only say that cricket has come to stay in Cameroon, and Cameroon is endowed with huge talents. I can only be happy because the talents were there and there was spectacle. The population which was there was actually served with spectacular cricket.
President is looking for infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure is a big one and the most top of priority projects for the Cameroon Cricket Federation, because we need a playground which we can start dreaming of hosting international tournaments, because we must do that, and within the next few years ahead we are going to do that.
And football now. Lekki Football Girls are the winners of the 2024 Cameroon Cup in the female category. They are beat won their second consecutive title with 3-0 trashing Louf Minprof in the final at the Military Stadium in Yaoundé. Journalism student on internship Pewe Joe was at the Nguaikele Stadium and brought back the following report.
The first 45 minutes of the encounter was full of offensives and counter-offensives. Each team tried to impose their game plan, producing an almost balanced game, which ended up goalless. However, coach Stéphane Zana of Lekki Football Field and his girls changed their approach in the second half that produced three goals. Liz Tower's goal and Raisa Nanga's brace helped Lekki Football Field to retain the Cup of Cameroon that they won last year. A victory, the players say, it is in honor of the president of the club who died recently.
I just play as I've always been playing. I move from the left to right. I call the ball through the space and also intervals too. Mentally, we are very, very prepared. You know, when you are physically fit, you're also mentally fit. And again, we just wanted to use this as a way to say goodbye to our president. And we all know that our always wanted us to take the Cameroon Cup. So we just had to do all our possible best in order to say him farewell by winning this game of today.
What was your impression about Louvre Improv?
Louvre Improv has always been a very, very good team, as we all know. They have experienced players too, and most of them, they have played in the national team and some have played in the national team. So we just had to be more focused, and also we had to use a weak point in order to attack them.
Thank you very much.
You're
Thank you very much. And congratulations. Among the hundred of spectators who turned out at the Nguaikele Stadium this afternoon to watch the final was the president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Samuel Etofis, and the Minister of Women Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena Undwa.
That sports report by Pewe Joe brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.